Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. It's good to see the wonderful day like this. We thank God for making it possible to see the beginning of a new month. Thank God for this day. Thank God for His mercy over our lives. Thank God for the month of March. Today is the first day of the month of March. Let us appreciate the Lord. Let us worship the Lord. Let us lift His name high. He is worthy of our praise. He is worthy to be glorified. He is worthy to be adored. He is incomparable. He is incomprehensible. Our God is great. Our God is kind. I want you to begin to bless the name of the Lord. Bless the Lord for how He has made it possible for you to see the month of March. Look at it. Just like yesterday, we started this year. January had gone. February had gone. Here we have begun the month of March. Begin to appreciate the Lord. Begin to bless the name of the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul. I worship His holy name. Begin to bless His name. Worship Him. Father, we thank You. Father, we lift You up. Father, we honor You. Father, we give You glory. You are worthy of our praise. You are worthy to be magnified. You are worthy to be adored. You are the Almighty God. Father, we thank You. Father, we thank You. Father, we thank You. Thank You for the beginning of the month of March. It's a month of marching forward. It's a month of greater testimony. Thank You for this month of March. It's a month of greater beginning. Thank You, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. If you are joining us for the first time, this is prophetic broadcast, and this broadcast comes up every day. We thank the Lord for how God has been helping us. We thank the Lord for a lot of testimony. We thank the Lord for healing, deliverance in the life of people. We thank God for as many who have been receiving this broadcast. We bless God for the life of those who have shared it with their friends. And we thank God for what God has been doing with it. I want to tell you that many more things the Lord will do, greater things the Lord will do in your life as you listen to this broadcast in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, this is the month of March. I decree into the life of someone, in this month of March, you shall march to the next level in the name of Jesus. In this month of March, heaven shall favor you in the name of Jesus Christ. In this month of March, threefold blessing shall envelope your life in the name of Jesus. Blessing of prosperity, blessing of good health, and blessing of long life in the name of Jesus Christ. In this month of March, your enemy shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. In this month of March, those who gather against you shall be technically disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. In this month of March, you shall wear the garment of celebration in the name of Jesus. In this month of March, heaven shall look down on you and favor you in the name of Jesus. In this month of March, God shall show you kindness in the name of Jesus Christ. In this month of March, your breakthrough shall manifest. Your breakthrough shall manifest. Your breakthrough shall manifest. Your breakthrough shall manifest in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank You, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray that as many who have been connecting to this prophetic broadcast, they shall become a bigger body of testimony, a bigger body of miracle, a bigger body of signs and wonders in the name of Jesus Christ. Every yoke in your life, yoke of darkness, yoke of witchcraft, they shall be broken. They shall be broken. They shall be broken. They shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Embargo of witchcraft over your destiny, I challenge it. Break, break, break in the name of Jesus. I command your destiny to be released. Be released. Be released from the captivity of household wickedness in the name of Jesus Christ. Any good thing stolen from your hand in a dream, I command you now, recover them, recover them, recover them, recover them, recover them in the name of Jesus Christ. This month shall be your month of divine surprises, for your God will arise suddenly and favor you in the name of Jesus. Thank You, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, as a result of the feedback I've been getting, I need to dwell and give some prayers to undo evil spiritual birth so that many people can be delivered from this yoke, Many people can be delivered from this covenant that they have formed unconsciously to themselves. Many people can be separated because even this covenant were formed even when they are still children, but it's binded in their lives. So because of the feedback I've been receiving, a lot of people have sent text to me. Some have called me. A lot have sent text messages. A lot have sent information to my WhatsApp number. It has filled the bus, showing that many people are really in this captivity. And because of that, that is why I will be going into these prayers, called prayers to dismantle the yoke of evil spiritual birth. Prayers to dismantle the yoke of evil spiritual birth. Many people erroneously quote the book of 2 Kings when Elisha told Naaman to go and bathe in the river Jordan. And they use that one to deceive people into worshiping marine. They use that one to deceive people into worshiping water spirit. That is not the case at all. If we have read their Bible very well, you will remember that when Elijah and Elisha were coming in 2 Kings chapter 1, they came across this river, and Elijah smote this river with a mantle. Don't forget, the mantle of Elijah is the mantle of power. Don't forget, the mantle of Elijah was a mantle that carried the anointing. Don't forget, the mantle of Elijah is a mantle with greater power. And then Elisha was following Elijah, and Elijah asked him, I want you to stay here. But the man said, no, and I'm going to follow you. Then when he followed him, and they got to Bethel, and they followed him, they got to Jericho. When they got to the last place, the man of God now asked him, what do you want me to do for you? And this young man, Elisha, said, I want double portion of your anointing. The man of God said, this is impossible. But if you can see me going up, then you have it. Sincerely, as the man was caught up by the chariot of fire, Elisha saw him and shouted, chariot of fire, my father, my father. And immediately the mantle fell, and this man caught the mantle. When that mantle came upon the hand of Elisha, the first point of contact of that mantle in the hand of Elisha was also River Jordan. When he was going back, he got to River Jordan. He remembered what his leader had done before he left, and he smote it again, and a crossover. Let me tell you something about the mystery of anointing. As that river, as he has been smitten two times, that power that came upon that water that time, the residual anointing still remained in that river. And that was why when Naaman came, God want to humble Naaman, and God instructed Elisha, you tell this man to go to River Jordan. River Jordan was not as beautiful as River Abana or Pafa, but yet River Jordan had gotten some anointing residents in that river. Now, if you get that perspective clear, you'll find out that many places people do go, there are demon residents here. There are evil power in the place. And immediately they get there, they are caught up with this power. That is why we are going to pray. I'm going to give you prayers that dismantle evil spiritual bath. Evil spiritual bath is a bath that somebody is taking by the river. It's a bath that somebody is taking by the river as is prescribed by whether herbalist or whatever. When you take a bath naturally, there's nothing about it. But when you are taking a bath at the river or at the bank of the river, and you are going there in the night, and you are going there with some items like coconut, items like white clothes, items like a cork, items like a shock, items like a sponge, items like a black soap, items like many other items that you are going to replace. Items like the air of your head, items like the air of your armpit, items like the air of your pubics, and you are going to that place, taking all these items and throwing it into the river. When these things are done, they have entered into another level. A yoke has been formed immediately. A link has been established between that fellow and the water. A yoke has been placed on that fellow. An intercourse has been established. A marriage has been contracted. A monitoring spirit has been released into the life of that fellow. That fellow now has been given a wife or a husband to get married to spiritually. That is why it is very, very dangerous for someone to enter into the captivity of evil spiritual birth. Many glory has been washed away. Many virtues have been exchanged. Many destinies have been altered by this particular spiritual birth. When people move to the river to take a bath as a result of looking for the fruit of the womb, as a result of looking for husband to marry, as a result of I want to pass my exam, or because of one thing or the other, and they have gone to the river, and they have carried all these sacrifices to the river, and they have dropped it into the river, immediately all this transaction has been done, the yoke has been formed. And until the yoke is specifically broken, the yoke cannot be broken naturally on its own. Covenant cannot be broken naturally on its own. You must consciously, deliberately break that covenant. Except God shows his mercy in a dimension that nobody could limit him before a person can be free without breaking the covenant. Because a covenant that is formed is between the personality and the powers in the waters. It must be broken. That is why we want to give you the samples of the prayer you can pray to be released from the yoke of evil spiritual birth. Because immediately you have taken your bath, you have washed something out of your body. You have removed something out of your body. You have exchanged your virtues and glory. You have altered the original. You have now sacrificed to the river. You have submitted yourself to the control of that river. And it can be a very dangerous thing. There are some signs, indication that we always follow when somebody has entered into the yoke through evil spiritual birth. Number one, that fellow will be having constant sex in the dream. He will be having wet dream in the dream. Wet dream. Number two, that person will be eating regularly in the dream. Number three, that person will be seeing himself playing with fishes in the dream. Number four, that person will be seeing himself inside the river in the dream. Number five, that person will be seeing himself with some strange faces in the dream that is also with them, in a party with them, is talking with them, but he does not know them. These faces are the faces of those he has entered into covenant with, but he or she does not know. These are the signs. Another sign is that fellow will notice that there is a spiritual husband or spiritual wife attached to his life. That fellow will notice that there will always be a failure at the edge of breakthrough. He will always experience disappointment just because there is something he has done and is working against him. When you notice all this, do you know that through taking a bath in the river and sacrifice to the river, the womb of a woman can be exchanged and another womb can be put there? These are some of the mysterious things that happen through evil spiritual birth. Many go to that bank of the water like that with some candle, black candle, gray, white candle, Miss Paris, and they throw it to the river. Many go to the river like that with fishes in their hand, Fanta in their hand, coins in their hand, and they throw it to the river. Many will remove their clothes and their bangles, they throw it to the river, trying to sacrifice and appease the river. or to appease the river goddess. It is more than that. What you are doing is what many people are fighting, many people are confronting, many people are finding it very hard now because they have not known that they have entered into a yoke that is now monitoring your life. There are prayers you can pray to break that yoke. Don't forget, as I used to say, there is no battle that God cannot solve. There is no situation that God cannot rectify. God has solution to every complex battles. So therefore, there are prayers you can pray to dismantle this evil spiritual birth, to dismantle the yoke of evil spiritual birth, to scatter the yoke of evil spiritual birth. These are the prayers I want to give to you now. So you must get ready to pray. But in case you have not submitted your life to the Lord, begin to confess your sin. Begin to tell the Lord to have mercy. Tell the Lord, I'm coming. This is my life. If you have not submitted your life, begin to confess your sin. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, Lord Jesus, I confess my sin. Have mercy upon me. Come into my life and save my soul. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, these are the samples of the prayers that you must pray. You need to add these prayers to the prayers I gave to you yesterday. Add them together and pray them for 7 days. Many, many people have been calling me since yesterday to tell me how God has worked wonders in their lives. As they begin to hit it to the root, you are going to pray very loud and clear. Shout it like this. Say, every hidden covenant that tied me down to marine power, break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant that tied me down to marine power, break, 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 break in Jesus' name. Pray. Every hidden covenant between me and the spirit wife, break in the name of Jesus. If you are a man, you say spirit wife. A woman, you say spirit husband. Every hidden covenant between me and the spirit wife, break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant between me and the spirit wife, break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant between me and the spirit wife, break, break, break in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, yoke of man in power in my life. In the name of Jesus, yoke of money power in my life. In the name of Jesus, yoke of money power in my life. In the name of Jesus, yoke of money power in my life. There, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, every curse pronounced on my head by money goddess. In the name of Jesus, every curse pronounced on my head by money goddess. In the name of Jesus, every curse pronounced on my head by Mary Goddess, they are in Jesus' name. Pray, say, evil link between me and water spirit, break in the name of Jesus. Evil link between me and water spirit, break in the name of Jesus. Evil link between me and water spirit, break, break, break in Jesus' name. Pray, say, every evil transfer from the waters into my life, there in the name of Jesus. Every evil transfer from the water into my life, there in the name of Jesus. Every evil transfer from the water into my life, there in Jesus. Say, every evil transfer from the river into my destiny, there in the name of Jesus. Every evil transfer from the river into my destiny, there in the name of Jesus. Every evil transfer from the river to my destiny, there in Jesus' name, pray. Say, evil exchange of my glory. Receive deliverance in the name of Jesus. Evil exchange of my glory. Receive deliverance. Receive deliverance. Receive deliverance. Receive deliverance. Receive deliverance. Evil exchange of my glory. Receive deliverance in Jesus. I command the evil exchange to lose its hold, and I command my original to manifest. Aha. Evil exchange of my glory. I command you now to receive deliverance. Receive deliverance. Receive deliverance. Be delivered from the yoke of evil exchange. In the name of Jesus. Say, the yoke of evil exchange. There, in the name of Jesus. The yoke of evil exchange. There. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, my original design, come out from the belly of the water. In the name of Jesus. My original design, come out from the belly of the water. In the name of Jesus. My original design, come out from the belly of the water. In the name of Jesus. My original design, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, the yoke of man in power, aborting my miracle. Break in the name of Jesus. The yoke of marine power. Aborting my miracle. Break, break, break in the name of Jesus. The yoke of marine power. Aborting my miracle. Break, break, break in the name of Jesus. The yoke of marine power. Aborting my miracle. Break in Jesus' name, pray. Say, evil guidance angel monitoring my destiny. There, in the name of Jesus, evil guidance angel monitoring my destiny. There, in the name of Jesus, evil guidance angel monitoring my destiny. There, in Jesus' name, we pray. Look at it now. Look at what is going on now. Shout this one loud and clear. Evil covenant. Transferring evil into my life. Break in the name of Jesus. Evil covenant. Transferring evil into my life. Break in the name of Jesus. Evil covenant. Transferring evil into my life. Break. Break in Jesus' name. Say, all my blessing in the belly of the water, come out in the name of Jesus. All my blessing in the belly of the water, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All my blessing in the belly of the water, come out, 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 come out. In Jesus' name we pray. If you have cut your body and the blood was drained and that blood was put inside the river, please private chat me. There's something I need to tell you. If you have cut your body, whether they have done incision on your body by the river and the blood was allowed to flow into that water, please, we have to really private chat me so that I can tell you something quickly. Everybody will pray like this. Say, if my blood is caged by my power, be released by fire in the name of Jesus. If my blood is caged by my power, release, 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 release. In Jesus' name we pray. Every dream of backwardness, there in the name of Jesus. Every dream of backwardness, there in the name of Jesus. Every dream of backwardness, there in Jesus' name we pray. When you begin to have a dream that you are swimming, you are walking in the midst of water, you are at the bank of the water, you are sacrificed to the water, it is a dangerous dream. It is showing that there is a strong link between you and the marine power. Shout it like this. Say, evil soul tie and evil covenant binding me down to marine power, break in the name of Jesus. Evil soul tie and evil covenant binding me down to marine power, break in the name of Jesus. Evil soul tie and covenant binding me down to marine power, break, 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 break in Jesus' name we pray. We are going to stop there today. We'll continue tomorrow. Father, I thank you for what you have done. I pray that your mercy will be upon us as we step into the month of March. Let every good thing begin to release into our hand. Let our destiny march forward with speed and divine acceleration in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. You can get your bottle of oil is with you, or a bottle of water. I'm going to pray on any now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I prophesy on this first day of the month of March that the content of the water and the content of the oil that your children are holding now shall become instrument of power, instrument of fire, instrument of deliverance, instrument for signs and wonders, instrument for miracle. It shall become an instrument that break the yoke. It shall become the instrument that destroy the marine power. I decree that this oil and this water shall be anointed by the fire of deliverance. The blood of Jesus shall flow into it, and it shall become an instrument of power. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to anoint your belly button now. Anoint your stomach and place your hand there. Shout it loud and clear. Say, any evil access into my life, be sealed up by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, any evil access into my life, be sealed up by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, any evil access into my life, be sealed up by the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, any evil access into my life, be sealed up by the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. Take the oil and anoint your head. Anoint your head. And you shout more than the way you have been shouting. Say, evil program into my head. In the name of Jesus. Evil program into my head. There. In the name of Jesus. Evil program into my head. There. In Jesus' name, we pray. Spread this second one. Say, every curse working against my head, break. In the name of Jesus. Every curse working against my head, break, break, break. In Jesus' name, we pray. Anoint your chest now. Aha. Put your hand there. Lord, I challenge that chest area. Arrow that will fire into your lung. Arrow fire into your heart. Arrow fire into your breast. I command the arrow to jump out. Jump out. Jump out. Aha. There's a lump that is disappearing. There's a lump on top of the breast there. Yes, at the left breast. Check that lump. It has disappeared now. Let every arrow, witchcraft arrow, targeted against your heart, against your breast. Jump out. Jump out. Jump out. Go back. Go back. Go back. Go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command total liberation upon your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, anoint your two hands and say like this: right from today, my hands shall prosper. My hands shall receive the anointing to make wealth. My hands shall not suffer. My hands shall not experience poverty. In Jesus' name, we pray. Anoint your two legs now. Lay your hand on those two legs. Say, right from today, my legs shall prosper. My legs shall take dominion. My legs shall subdue the enemy. My legs shall take me to the land of fulfillment. In Jesus' name we pray. I pray for you that all that you have prophesied upon your life shall come to pass. In the name of Jesus. Every sickness in your body shall mysteriously disappear. Every evil load by household wickedness shall scatter. Embargo placed upon your glory shall be broken. In the name of Jesus Christ. I want to pray now on your request. Father, I pray on the request of your people. Answer them speedily. Heaven open on this request and grant them testimony. In Jesus' name we pray. The mercy of God shall not depart from you. The glory of God shall not depart from you. The hand of the Lord shall remain with you. You will go from grace to grace, power to power, and you will move to the next level. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. In case you want to get across to us or you want to private chat us, it's the same number, 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. You can private chat us. You can send information to us on that WhatsApp number. By the grace of God, I am your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola, from Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Festac Town. God bless you as you join us. God bless you as you share this broadcast with your friend. Stay blessed. Stay safe.